Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national polling firm. We are conducting a survey on state and national issues, and we would like to get your opinions. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yeah.
And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Will definitely will vote, likely will vote, may or may not vote, or will not vote?
Definitely.
And I'm going to review the names of several individuals after I mention each name. I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I will then like you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. Okay? The first name is Robin Speaker. Do you recognize that name?
Yes.
And do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that person?
Neutral.
The next one, Chris Chafee. Do you recognize the name? Chris Chafee?
No. No.
Okay. The last two, Larry Hogan.
Yes.
And do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that person?
Favorable.
And is that very or just somewhat favorable?
Very.
Very favorable. And the last one, Donald Trump. How would you rate him?
Very favorable.
Thank you. And if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote between Robin Speaker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chafee? Or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
Oppose.
And is that strongly opposed or just somewhat opposed?
Strongly.
Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
Agree. Yes.
Strongly support or just somewhat support?
Strongly.
And now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Very important, somewhat not important, or not at all. The first, securing and protecting our southern border. Is that very important?
Very important.
Okay. The next one, being a candidate who supports Donald Trump. How important?
Somewhat important.
And the last three, energy independence for this country.
Important.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Economic issues like inflation, family budget, and debt.
Very important.
The last one, job creation and economic development.
What was the first part of that? I missed it.
Job creation and economic development.
Very important.
And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 75% now. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Speaker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you, just let me know, okay? The first one, Robin Speaker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely, less likely to vote for Speaker, or does it make no difference to you?
That would help. That more likely.
And much more or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
The last two, Robin Speaker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Speaker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely, less likely, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
The last one, Robin Speaker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely, less likely to vote for Speaker, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely. Much more likely.
Much more, okay. And now, this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your help. I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. And again, after each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely, less likely, or if it makes no difference to you. Just read. The first one, Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does it make you more likely, less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
Makes no difference.
The last two, Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely, less likely, or does it make no difference to you?
Makes no difference.
The last one, as Governor Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their state open. Does this make you more likely, less, or does it make no difference to you?
Makes no difference.
And now, I'd like to ask you once again, now that you have a little more information, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote, between Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
And
so would you like to ask me why?
No, no, just again.
I'm going to tell you why. He's not the best, no. But I'll tell you why.
Yeah, I understand. I need to read everything verbatim.
Okay.
Thank you so much
for your
opinion. Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
A moderate Republican.
And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age group do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
50 to 59.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
Sure.
Thank you.
You don't want my comment in there? Why I wrote for Hogan?
Actually, I need to read everything verbatim, but thank you so much for your opinion. Will assist.
The only reason I vote for Hogan over the other fellow is because Hogan is the only chance that Maryland has to put a Republican in, because the other guy won't win.
Oh, okay. I completely understand, and thank you so much for your opinion. And have a great day. Thank you.
You too.